So let's go around and do introductions. And who wants to start?
Hi, my name's Chuck. I'm a council member.
Okay.
And I am Ron. I'm a council member.
Justin Rupik.
We're friendly. So Naisha's joining us, and this is her first week. I like saying first week back.
Right.
She used to work in the actually, that was HIV prevention. I think you were prior to the merger, right?
Yeah.
So she was in the HIV prevention branch, and she's back. And she's going to be working with us on community planning with Oscar Mayer. So we're bringing her in to start to introduce her to some of the committees. So, and Jose Luis Guzman, Community Health Equity and Promotion Branch.
Ali Cohen, Council Staff. Liz Stem, Council Staff.
Linda Wilbango, Council Co-Chair.
Cesar, Council Member.
Okay. So let's review the October 6th agenda and see if there's any changes. Does anyone have any changes? So we approve by consent.
None opposed.
Any opposition?
Or any opposed.
No. Okay. So the agenda is approved. I'm still getting used to the new structure.
You guys are doing a great job.
Wow.
And review the August 4th minutes. So you have those in front of you. Are there any changes, edits to the minutes? Nope. Nope, seen it. Any opposed? I'm going to get this down.
Any opposed?
Any opposed to approving the minutes? Nope. Okay.
That the record show that Charles Theron has joined.
Yes, thank you. Any announcements? No announcements? Running through this agenda, I love it. Any public comment? Seeing none. Now let's get into the policies and procedures. So we have two documents here today. There's the table of contents and then the packet that we'll be working off of. The table of contents, the highlighted ones are the policies that we've already gone through. And we've done a lot, right? Some of them we've done, and then some have been moved on to membership committee to work with, and they're coming, they're either up for discussion at the next, is it the next council meeting? So those are all moving forward. So the first thing we have here today is the priority setting and resource allocation policy. So that's the booklet. So we're looking at page 2. So this is from, this is the policy that was in the HIV Health Services Planning Council around the priority setting and resource allocation, so we would need to update the language to reflect the new council name.
So we had this at the last, we'd had this at the last meeting of this group and wanted to table it until after the actual summit. And I'm trying to recall some of the things that we wanted to look at. Does anyone from that meeting remember what we discussed around this?
It was not at that meeting. So I can't.
Yeah, I think it was some stuff around whether we keep the month parameters, and if there's anything that we want to change around actual timeline, or if it still stands for the same timeline with CEC and HRSA deadlines.
So I think the bigger thing when it comes to CDC is the letter of concurrence needs to be submitted I remember correctly, end of August, like the beginning of September, which is, I think, different than the HRSA application and everything, right?
I think it's similar. I thought it was the same. Because our summit always happens in end of August or early September.
I think we needed to have the letter of concurrence signed by the end of August.
Was that not true this year?
Then? We asked for an extension, if I remember correctly,
okay.
Because it was
so
only a day or two. So I think that's something that, until we get updated guidelines from CDC on how these two timelines for the plan and everything, just keeping that in mind that the letter of concurrence needs to be to CDC by the end of August.
Would we be able to keep August as like the month parameter for like summit activities if that holds both of the mandates?
I think so.
So in addition, so we can add to that item CDC requirements, the letter of concurrence, and is the jurisdictional plan update still?
That I don't know.
We can just say letter of concurrence.
Yeah.
So we're adding that under August?
Yes.
Is there any other activities from January through August that
No, because the letter of concurrence, they get usually the EPI and the resource allocations at the same time. There's not, because it's not prioritizing like the Ryan White legislation, there's not that many presentations I need to come prior to.
So if this has been working well, have there been any, what are some of the challenges that have come up with this priority setting process? Or is it just making sure, I'm just trying to make sure, like, what, if you don't need to reinvent the wheel?
Right.
For our part on the Care Council, one thing that